Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay, we left off in the Abaya of Rav Papa. Boy, Rav Papa, bitechu parasech bepruta mahu, mi amrinon bitech bechatzi pruto parasech bechatzi pruta, odilma bitech bepruto parasech bemeshicha, teku. Boy, Rav Ashi, bitech vekarkaech bepruta mahu, bitech bechatzi pruta vekarkaech bechatzi pruta, odilma bitech bepruta vekarkaech bechazaka, teku. Lechora, the question, the Gemara over here, is one of trying to understand the person's kavana. And what the Gemara points out, according to Tosfos, bitech v'parasech v'pruta, is that it's like an imtim tzilomar. Imtim tzilomar, that in the first case, maybe we will say that bitech v'pruta parasech v'meshicha, because the pruta is not shayach to the para. What if the pruta would be shayach to the other object, like by karka? What would we say then in terms of a person's kavana? That's what Tosfos points out. Kevin de para in niknes bekesef shadina lehu basar bito hader boy bitech karkoch de karka niknes bekesef, and therefore we have over here the two abayas. The Rashba learns that way, black on white. Then the Gemara moves over to a sugya that continues from Zayin Amid Beis through Ches Amid Aleph, the world of Shiroi. Shiroi, as you saw, is a din of Shava Kesef. How do we deal with the world of Shava Kesef in terms of Kedushin? So the Gemara points out, Ahu Gavra Da'akdish B'Shiroi, Rabo Amar Lo Tzrichi Shuma, Rav Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma. And the Gemara then divides this into different situations. Ida amarla bechol dehu kulei amarla plige delo tzricha shuma. Namely, that there is not going to be any issue. We have over here at least a sheva pruta. We're not certain as to whether it is 5 pruto, 10 pruto, 20 pruto, mainach gemina. In other words, amarla bechol dehu. He points out to her, this is worth minimally a pruta, and she accepts it. So kuleyama lo plige delo tzricha shuma. The Rashba over here points out that hu hadin, if he didn't say anything, mistama, right? The Rashba points out, ida amar lakol shehu, lav dafka do amala beferush kol dehu, ela nasam lastam, v'hainu kol dehu, and he brings a raya from the Gemara that we'll end up with today in terms of pidyon haben, that over there, l'chora, there was no need to say kol dehu. Simply said egel zeh lepidyon haben. So kol dehu or mistama, there's no need for shuma. When do we have an issue? Ida amar la chamshin velo shavu chamshin halo shavu. What over here is the background of halo shavu? Namely, the kedusha doesn't get off the ground. Why is the kedusha not get off the ground if you say this is worth 50 and it's not worth 50? Why is Kedusha not get off the ground? What's the easiest way of learning? Mekachtos, right? I sent you to the Mishnah on Daf Mem Chesim Abeis. We have all sorts of situations where the person says a certain situation. Situation is not real. This is Kesef, this is Zahav. It's not real. So, Eina Mekudesh, it's because of Mekachtos. However, over here, how else could one learn aside from Mekachtos, because there's going to be L'chora a Nachgamina? In other words, one option is understanding over here that if Amar L'chamshin V'lo Shavu Chamshin Ha'lo Shavu, namely that we have over here Mekachtos. What's another option of learning over here? Not in terms of Mekachtos, but what do we say happens the moment he says that this is Chamishin? In terms of smichus das, we're going to deal with a little later on. I'm speaking over here in terms of defining kesef kedushin. In other words, the Torah gives us a minimum definition of kesef kedushin, pruta, shava pruta, or we have in the Mishnah dinar, shava dinar, and we have a minimum definition of kesef kedushin. Perhaps what we see over here in our Gemara is that the two sides together can decide on a different level of kesef kedushin. Like if you remember the Ran was bothered by the question, why do we say shava kesef kekesef? We don't have a drasha in the world of kedushin that shava kesef is kesef. It's not like Eved, where we have a drasha of Yashiv. Why do we say shava kesef kesef according to the Ran? Do you recall? Back on Daf Aleph and Aleph. They both agree. Namely, they both agree that shava kesef is kekesef. That's all that you require. When you have two parties, you require their agreement. So maybe over here what we have is that the husband and the wife are defining kesef kedushin as chamishim zuz. That's how they're defining kesef kedushin. And so if you don't have chamishim, we don't have kesef kedushin. It's not a din mekachtos, it's a din within kesef kedushin. You require ki'ikach ishisha, there has to be a nesina of kesef kedushin. We don't have over here a nesina of kesef kedushin. My nafkamina, if we learn the way that Noach wanted to learn, mekachtos, that's a simple way. Or we're going to say, no, over here we have a redefinition. The moment that he says that this is worth chamishim, and as Avram pointed out, and she believes him that it's worth chamishim, and it's not worth chamishim, so we don't have over here kesef kedushin. My nafkamina.
It's
part.
If she wants.
Excellent. Well, there are two issues, right? And you're both right. Namely, one is, well, let's start with Yaakov, because that's the Maror Mokom that I gave you, right? So Yaakov pointed out that I sent you to a Rambam that in Hilchos Mechira, that in a world of mekach ta'us, im nishtamish bo achar sheroe samum, harezem mochal, veino yochol lahachzir. That in the world of mekach ta'us, there's a possibility of mechila. Nachon. In other words, I ordered a green car, and I got a red car, but I began to drive the red car. And only a week later, I go back and say, I ordered a green car. So fellow, tell me, it's kind of that you were mochel on your kpedo, because you've been driving this red car for a week. And that's considered to be meaningful. Namely, that in the world of Mekachtos, it's shayach to have mechila. But lechora, if we don't have kesef kedushin, it's not shayach to have mechila. Kesef kedushin is missing. There's no kesef kedushin. You can't marry a woman with mechila. You have to marry her with kesef kedushin. So over here, in other words, if she says, a mochel, okay, it's only worth 48, a mochel. And then we have what Moshe Aaron raises. Can he fill in? Let's say it turns out he says it's worth 50 and it's worth 48. What if he then gives her another two zuz? Is she then mekudeshet? So that's a sugya I didn't send you to yet, but we're going to see it on Daf Chesem et Aleph. You could see it yourselves. And the in other words, where the no. Here, where it speaks about the Yashlim. Okay, we'll come to it. I didn't give you the Maror Mokom yet, but we'll come to it a little later on the Chesem et Aleph, that if it's an issue of Mekach Tod, I'm sorry. Where, in other words, on Daf Chesem et Aleph, where you have the two dots about in the thin lines, about five lines from the end of the thin lines. Amar Rav Elazar, Hiskachi b'mane v'nasam ladinar, harezo mekudeshet v'yashlim. In other words, that in the world of Mekach Tod, we can say that you can fill in. You can fill in. But if we're dealing over here with a lack of Kesef Kedushin, so there was nothing to begin with. There was never a kedushin to begin with. Okay, so there are this will be we'll leave as an open issue as to why when we say Amar Lachamshin V'lo Shavu Chamshin Halo Shavi. Is this a din of Mekach Tos or lack of Kesef Kedushin. But where do we have the Machokes Rav Yosef and Rabba? Ki pligei da Amar Chamshin v'shavu Chamshin. Amar Chamshin v'shavu Chamshin. So what's the issue? Rabba Amar lo tzricha shuma ha-shavu Chamshin. Rav Yosef Amar tzricha shuma kevan de isusa lo bekiya, so lo samcha daita. We have a lack of smichus hadas. Nu, and what does Rabba hold? So one way of learning is option, not the best option, is that it's a machokas b'metzius, right? That, does a woman have smichus das? Does a woman not have smichus das? That's a possibility, 100% correct, but it's something that we try to stay away from in learning Gemara, to say that they're cholik on simply the reality, because then you should just make a census, or just send out a questionnaire, find out what the metzius is. So what do we do when we have issues that appear to be a machokas b'metzius? That everyone agrees that a woman has to have smichus das. But what? It's a question exactly of what level of smichus das one requires. And it was that according to Rabba, we're over the level. According to Rav Yosef, we are under the level. In other words, that everyone agrees that she has 70% smichus das. And the question is, does she need 100% smichus das, or is it enough to have 50% smichus das? But no, there's no machokas in the metzius, there's a machokas in the halacha. Okay. According to Rav Yosef, that we say that, according to this Lishna Kama, that she requires, we require a shuma, what does Rashi imply, and what does Tosfos say, black on white, within Rashi? When does this shuma have to take place?
Before.
Tzrichya the shuma has to be before Kiddushin. The shuma has to be before Kiddushin. Rashi uses the word, kevan de lo shma'um tchila ena mekudeshet, and Tosfos points out, kodem Kiddushin ka'amar, kodamar Rashi. Does anyone disagree with Rashi? So, the mefarshim of the Rambam, in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud Zayin, Halachi Utches, or Medayik in his Lashon, that the Shuma can come later on as well. Amala Harem Kudeshli Bebegodim Elu, Shein Shavim Chamishin Dinarin, Vohayu Shal Meshik Yotzebo, Vim Hayu Shavim Chamishim, Hareza Mekudeshet Mishat Likicha, Enasrichin Shuma Bashuk, Vachar Kartia Mekudeshet, Kedeshet Tismoch Data, Mashma over here, that when did the Shuma take place? Only afterwards, right? That there was no need, there's no need for a later Shuma because Hareza Mekudeshet Misha'a Rishona. What kind, so again, this Machlokis is Aliba de Rav Yosef. We don't paskin like Rav Yosef, but the Cholzot, what is the relevance of this machlokes halacha lemaisa? What did you see over here in the Rishonim, in the Ran, in the Mefarshim of the Rambam himself? That even according to Rabba, it's true that the Shirai do not require a Shuma, but there are other things that do require a Shuma. What is the uniqueness of Shirai? So within the Rambam, what's the uniqueness of Shirai? Sha'isha mit'avabahen. And the things that in Isha mit'avabahen, we assume that over there, the Shuma is irrelevant. Masha'enken, and things that she's not mit'ava, then the issue of smichus das comes back to the fore. According to the Ran, what is the issue, what's the uniqueness of Shirai? Not a question of subjectively that she's mit'ava, but rather... That is something that people generally can know the value from looking at it on the surface, as opposed to precious stones, where for a layman, what is precious stone and what is glass is very, very problematic. What is diamond and what is zikron, etc. A layman would not know the difference, and therefore, again, the issue of smichas das would raise, even according to Rabba, in those issues. So we have a question in the areas, according to Rav Yosef, across the board, we require a Shuma. According to Rabba, there are certain areas, certain types of items that would be given to a woman which would require a Shuma. When does the Shuma have to take place? Before? or even afterwards. What over here, how would you understand such a machlokas? In other words, again, everyone agrees that the reason, in this lash of the Gemara, everyone agrees that the reason for the shulma is smichus hadas. So we're saying that there are cases where even according to Rabbah, we're going to have an issue of smichus hadas. And b'cholzot, in other words, according to Rashi, the only time that we're going to solve our problem is with the shulma that precedes, and according to the Rambam, we can also solve our problem with the shulma that succeeds. Namely, so how would you simply formulate the kavana of the Isha according to Rashi, and how would you formulate the kavana of the Isha according to the Rambam? Just a question it's trying just to hone in on the issue. No great lumbus, just a question of defining. Let's start with Rashi's easiest one. According to Rashi, if this is really not going to be worth 50, then
it's the method, meaning it's not going to work.
She has no kavana to be mitkadeshit with anything less than 50, right? And so the moment it's less than 50, she had no kavana. Okay, she had no kavana. So we said either this is mekach talus or this is the lack of kesef kedushin that the two of them decided upon. But she had no kavana for less than 50. According to the Rambam, what are we saying? That she had kavana to be mitkadeshet unless it turns out later on, right, that it worth less. And namely, simply to build it into her kavana, that she had no kavana to be mitkadeshet unless it would be mitbarer that it was what was promised. Just a question of the definition of kavana, and you come up with two possibilities. I'm not aware of any other direction one could go in. Again, the sugya over here is tremendously involved with the issue of kavana. Whether the kavana means it's a mekach talos, the kavana means we don't have kesef kedushin, that's an open question. But the ikar over here is lo samcha daita, means that she had no kavana. The only question is, what was the fine tuning of what she did have in mind? All of this is the lishna kama. Then the Gemara has a Lishna Basra. Ika de Amri. Bekol dehu name plige. Their machokis isn't only, as according to Lishna Kama, where we have Amar Chamshin velo Shavu Chamshin. Ella, even if he says kol dehu, still we have a machokis. Why? Rav Yosef Amar Shava Kesef Ariuke Kesef. Ma Kesef de Kayetz af Shava Kesef name de Kayetz. That we have, in other words, what would be the difference between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra? The Lishna Kama, that we're dealing with Smichus Da'as, what plane are we dealing on in terms of the Shita of Rav Yosef as opposed to the Lishna Basra? Or if you want to, in what realm is the Machlokes in the Lishna Kama, and in what realm is the Machlokas in the Lishna Basra? Yeah?
One, I guess, would be maybe Kavana and Smichus Das, and the other would be okay. Reality.
So, I think you're correct in the first one. The first one, we have a Machlokas in Svara. We have a Machlokas in Svara. Do we have sufficient Smichus Das without a Shuma? That's a question of a Svara. And Masha'in came, the second Lashon, is not a question of Das, of Smichus Das, of a Svara, but rather a definition. We have a question of definition, of defining Kesef. Can Shava Kesef be defined as Kesef without a Shuma? Is a Shuma necessary to define it as Kesef? Machokas in the definition of Kesef. That according to Rav Yosef, it's not a din, it's not an issue of Smichus Das, but rather that Shava Kesef requires kayitz. So Rav Yosef needs a proof. Amar Rav Yosef, mino amin ala. Why in the world would we define Shava Kesef as requiring kayitz? Mino amin ala detanya mi kesef miknaso be kesef hu nikne veno nikne betfua vekelim. Hai tfua vekelim hechi dame. Irei madala mikne behu kral. Yashiv gulas amrachmana le rabos shava kesef. Idelesbu shava pruta. My ir yatua vekeva fiu kesef nami olav de isbu shava pruta vekeva under lo kayetzei lo vekeva under lo kayetzei lo. And he has a limud that he learns it out from the world of kesef miknaso. That he learns out from kesef miknaso that even though we know that there is a world of shava kesef kesef in the world of havadim, but it has to be similar to kesef. It has to be something which is kayetz. Let's go back a minute to daf beis amud aleph. We saw in the Mishnah that in the world of kedushin shava kesef kekesef, and we saw through machlokes rishonim what is the source of shava kesef kekesef in kedushin, and we should ask ourselves within which of these shitos that we saw is Rav Yosef l'chora working. What was our three-way machlokas? What did Tosfos say? What is the source of Sheva Kesef V'Kesef? It's a ribui, right? That's learned a ribui. Excuse me? That we're learning out from Avodim. We're learning Kedushin from Avodim, correct? And then we saw the Ran that we mentioned a minute ago. That what is the source of Sheva Kekesef V'Kesef? They both want. Asvara, the Haskama, they both want. And then we saw the Ramban. According to the Ramban, what was the source of Shava Kesef Kekesef? B'cholat Torah Kula. Whenever it says Kesef, it means Shava Kesef, unless the Torah specifically is Mitzamtzein. Unless the Torah specifically is Mitzamtzein to mean coinage, we're going to assume that any time in the Torah, when it speaks about Kesef, it's going to refer to Shava Kesef as well. Rav Yosef's requirement over here that Shava Kesef has to be Kayetz works out very, very well according to one of these deos, but it's very, very problematic according to the other two. Which does it work out according to? According to Tulsa. That's what Rashi over here points out. Shava Kesef Kesef Gabi Kedushin Kesef Ksiv the Shava Kesef Israbi Kekesef Kirinam Lakaman Yashiv Larabo Shava Kesef Hilkach Kikesef Beinan Dekayetz. Namely, that if we're working off of the world of Avadim, then in the world of Avadim we have this unique drasha that Shava Kesef has to be similar to Kesef. Masha Einkein, if we're learning according to the Ran or according to the Ramban, Lachora, Shava Kesef Kesef has nothing to do with Avadim. These are dinim, either B'chol HaTorah Kula, or this is a din which is created by the two parties. It's much more difficult to put caps, to put limitations on the world of Shava Kesef. If it's a haskama, or if this is a din B'chol HaTorah Kula. Okay, but Rav, in other words, within Rav Yosef, clearly, as Rashi points out, once he is learning like Tosfos, that Shava Kesef is learned out from Avadim, so then we have another drasha in the world of Avadim to limit the Shava Kesef to a situation of Kayetz. Fine. So, the Gemara then continues, V'idach, what would Rabba do with this drasha of Rav Yosef? Hachi kamar. He learns the drasha differently. B'tim horas kesef hu nikne. Who is the who over here? The Eved Ivri, right? B'toras kesef hu nikne. B'toras kesef hu nikne. V'ein nikne b'toras tvua v'kelim. U'maynihu chalipin. In other words, that we have over here a miut of chalipin from the world of Eved Ivri. Right? This is what Tosus points out. Ein Eved Ivri nikne b'chalipin, v'lo kona atzmo b'chalipin, b'mashu kona b'kesef, nafkula mehaikro n'mikesef b'knaso l'kamon. However, Tosus says that this is the din in Eved Ivri, aval eved knani nikne b'chalipin. And he quotes the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Lametes that we already saw when we learned about the world of chalipin. Did we see any machlokas on this issue as to whether an eved kanani can be nikna b'chalipin? Let's look together at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodim in Perek He. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam mentions that he's dealing with Eved Kana'ani, that he is Nikne B'Kesef B'Shtar Chazaka Chalipin U'Meshicha, but Kone Es Atzmo only with Kesef Shtar Rashi Evarim. And then he continues to explain that in Halacha Gimel, in which he says that Afal Pi Shekanu Miyado Adayim Lo Nishtachra Shein HaEved Yotze L'Cherus Ela B'Kesef O B'Shtar O B'Rashi Evarim. That the Rambam agrees with Tosfos that in the world of Eved Kanani there could be no Shichrur with, in words, I'm sorry, the Rambam over here disagrees with Tosfos, words, and says that we cannot use Chalipin to Meshachrer and Eved Kanani. And the Ravid says, Amar Lo, Amar Avraham Davar Zeino Machubar, Sha'akinyan Hareyu Kekesef, Me'ahu Maise Dekumta, Sheinoch Rabbi Shimon, Sha'akesef Gomirbo. Yes? There's a little base over here. The gra is in other words, nikne v'kona atzmo.
Okay.
Yeah. But the kona atzmo. Can we have a shichrur of an eved kanaani via kinyan chalipin? So the Rambam says no. Tosfos and the Ravid say certainly. So again, if you recall, let's go back. We discussed right the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. L'chor, that will help us understand Tosfos. What is the Ravid's assumption? What is the nature of chalipin? Right. That when the Ravid says that there are two tracks in chalipin. There's a track of chalipin which is not a sheva pruta. That's a unique track. But the moment that we have a kli which is sheva pruta, we can view it as a form of kesef. And wherever kesef will work, chalipin will also work. As opposed to the Rambam, we saw that in a number of places he views chalipin as a totally separate world. What we saw in Tosos Kinyan Acher, it's a din of pure Da'as Makna, with simply a symbolic act to show that we have pure Da'as Makna, and therefore we were limited in terms of the katan, in terms of for whom it can work. And over here, when you want to be Kona, an Eved, Kanani, that is a question of havaras ba'alut. You are simply creating, moving ownership of you know, it's to your reshut. But shichur eved kanani relates to what? Not just a question of the world of mamonos, but we want to change the status of the individual from an eved kanani to a full blown Jew. There, the Rambam says, Da'as Makna is not going to help you. We have a Gzeras HaKosuv that Kesef will work in that case. But we don't have a Gzeras HaKosuv that pure Da'as Makna is going to work. Yes? So we saw, right, in other words, that we saw that day in Tosus. It's not a Shira in Tosus. I mean, Tosus, there are many days in Tosus. There are many, many Bali HaTosfos. That, I'm not mistaken, was the name of Rabbeinu Tam. And over here, this is not the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So if you want to, we can say we have a Machokas in Tosos Gimel Med Aleph here, and we know we have a Machokas Rambam and Ravid in terms of the nature of Chalipin. Should it be meaningful in the world of changing the status of the Eved from one stage to another? Tosos over here takes for granted, right, that chalipin will not work by an eved ivri. Ein eved ivri nikne b'chalipin v'lo kona atzmo b'chalipin. Tosus understands this. What's the source that an eved ivri is out of the picture? Nafka leme haikra. It's gzeras hakasev. Right? We have gzeras hakasev that even though kesef works in Eved Ivri, chalipin doesn't work. I sent you to a Tosfos on Daf Kaf Zayin, in which perhaps we would have a svara why it wouldn't work in the world of Eved Ivri. If you look together with me on Daf Kaf Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara over there, Tosfos over there, the Gemara is speaking over there in terms of skiris, in terms of rental. And Tosfos points out that one cannot, that in other words, that kishem shekarka nikne bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka, kach skiris karka nikne bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka, v'chalipin lo katani. That chalipin doesn't work for skiris. What over here could be the connection between skiris and Eved Ivri, and what over here would be the rule? Where does chalipin work and where does it not work? What can chalipin do and what can it not do? Chalipin, we spoke about, can transfer ownership. You can transfer ownership via chalipin. As to whether chalipin can change a personal status, that's a machlokas, Rambam, and Ravid. But what over here is the issue? It's not a question of transferring ownership. It's not a question of personal status. What's the question over here? Exactly. That the question over here is when you're dealing with the kinyan lizman, schirus, she'ela, etc. So if we're saying that chalipin does not work for a kinyan lizman when you are temporarily buying karka. So it could be Eved Ivri also is basically a temporary status, right, for 6 years. Mashein ken Eved Kanani, that already is gufo kanoi. By an Eved Kanani, that already is a full-blown transfer. So it could be that the difference between Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani would not be that in Eved Ivri we have a gzeras hakasuv, as opposed to Eved Kanani where we don't have that gzeras hakasuv, but rather that in the world of Eved Ivri we have a temporary kinyan, as opposed to the world of Eved Kanani, permanent kinyan. And this would be the equivalent of skiris karka as opposed to kinyan karka. Okay, all of that is fine and good, and everything is well with the world, except for a Rambam that seems to fly in the face of our entire sugya. That when we look at the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Avodim Halacha Ches, the Rambam points out, Echad Hamocher Atzmo, we're dealing over here with the world of Avodim, we're dealing over here with the world of Eved Ivri, Bein Yis Bein Li Yisrael Bein La Akum, Echad Shemachru Bezdin, Hareza Migarea Mipidyono Veyotze. We have a din of Giron Kesef, that the Eved Ivri can always redeem himself by paying out the years that he's not going to work. And then when the Rambam concludes his halachos over there, he points out that the Eved Ivri will make cheshbonos of how much he owes, the goreya hadamim, umeshiv hashar kesef lo tvua ve lo kelim, shenamar kesef mimkaro the kesef hu nigal miyad ha'akum ve eino nigal ve shave kesef. The Rambam over here puts a limitation. In other words, previously, when he dealt with an Eved that was in the hands, an Eved Ivri in the hands of a Jew, he said, Noten ha-nishar kesef osha ve-kesef yotze. And all of a sudden, we move over to a Jew, to an Eved Ivri who's owned by a goy. The Rambam says, you need dafka kesef velo sheva kesef. And our Gemara doesn't make, you know, our Gemara simply says that Shava Kesef works. And that's the din of Yashiv. Yashiv l'rabos Shava Kesef. In other words, where did the Rambam come up with this distinction between being sold to a Jew and being sold to a goy? So the Lecha Mishnah is the one who raises the issue. He points out that we have such a Yerushalmi, that we distinguish between being sold to a Jew and being sold to a goy, but he leaves it as tzarech iyun What could possibly be the reason why would we limit the din of Shavei Kesef to being sold from a Jew as of being sold to a goy? I asked you to look at a Gemara on Daf Tet Zayin, Amud Aleph, that may help us, simply give us the key to the issue that we're dealing with. Over there, the Gemara brings in the principle of Giron Kesef. And then Rava ends off that section, Zos Omeres Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui, the Harav Shemachal Al Girono, Ein Girono Machul. Harav Shemachal Al Girono, Ein Girono Machul. That there is a din of Giron Kesef. Giron Kesef can be with Kesef. Giron Kesef can be with Shavah Kesef. Giron Kesef can be with Shtar, but we can't have a situation of Machila. The Rav simply can't tell the Eved that I'm Ochel the rest of the years that you owe me, and you can go. Because over here we have a din of Eved Ivri also, Gufo Kanui. What does that mean? In other words, what would Gufo Kanui mean that it would be mafkia, a possibility of mechila? I can be mochel, lechora, anything in the world of mamonos. What can't I be mochel? Isurim. Is there, can we speak about there being, a world, we pointed out that in Eved Kanani, he has a certain halachic status, which is very, very unique, a Kinyan Iser, right? And we pointed out, to change that Kinyan Iser, we need require specifically that which the Torah posits, we need Kesef, we need Shtar. What Kinyan Iser do we have in an Eved Ivri? Is he any different than any other Jew? That he's allowed to live with the Shifcha Kananit. Namely, so the Eved Ivri also has a unique halachic framework. He has a unique status in halacha, a unique halal shame. There's a Kinyan Iser by an Eved Ivri. Aside from the fact that he owes work for 6 years to his owner, aside from the Kinyan Mamon, there is also a Kinyan Iser. And so in order for the Eved Ivri to be Mishtachrer, he needs a kinyan. He can't have mechila. Mechila would work on the level of the chov mamoni, but on the level of the kinyan iser, the Gemara says here the Torah says that we require kesef, shtar, right? That we and also shavah kesef. Here we have the gzeres hakosev of yashiv, that we require a new kinyan. And in that new kinyan to be mafkia the avdus, kesef works, shava kesef works, and shtar works. That's when you have an eved ivri who is owned by a Jew. What if you have an eved ivri who is owned by a goy? What do we have there? Is there also an eved ivri owned by a goy? Can he live with the shifcha kananis? No. In other words, what kind of deal is an Eved Ivri being owned by a Goy? It's pure mamonos. Simply that he has sold his work value of 6 years or until the Yovel to the Goy, and it's and he has no ability, even though Po Yochol Lachzer Bafil Bechetzi Ayom, he has no possibility of Chazara. That's the uniqueness of Eved. But what is there? There is Giraon Kesef. What does Giraon Kesef mean in that context? Namely, what can he do via Giraon Kesef? He sold himself as an Eved. What does the Giraon Kesef accomplish? It doesn't change his personal status, like in the world of Eved Ivri owned by a Jew. What does it change? What does it limit? Or what does it cut down? It cuts down on the chov, right? That he owed 40 dinar worth of avoda. He worked 20 dinar. He can now cut down the chov to zero, right? He can cut down the chov. Cut down the chov means to return the chov. To return the chov, over here, the Yerushalmi and the Rambam are saying, that is only via returning the money of the chov. Here, Shavei Kesef is not going to work. Then we have Gzeiras HaKosev of Yashiv, that Shavei Kesef is Kekesef when we need a new kinyan in order to remove a kinyan iser. When we're not dealing over here with a new kinyan to remove a kinyan iser, because there is no kinyan iser. All we're dealing with is Giraon Kesef, one can reduce the chov. Then we go back to the general rule of chovot, and in the general world of chovot, if you owe someone money, so you owe him money, not jelly beans. You know, it's in the general world of chov, that's how you pay. In other words, when we have a din of kinyan kesef, so we have a gzeras hakosev, yashiv lurabos shava kesef. That can extend from kinyan kesef, perhaps to ishus as well. Or we have a din of haskamos, or we have a din of definition, but when you're paying back a loan, when you're being mitzamtzei machov, there we require dafka kesef. So in that respect, in the world of an Eved Ivri who is owned by a goy, there we're dealing on the plane of cutting down the chov. Cutting down the chov is dafka kesef miknaso and not shave kesef. Yes?
In this world of an Eved Ivri, goy owning Eved Ivri, would mechila work?
So in order to the Eved Ivri owned by a goy, right? So a mechila would work, right? There's no gufo kanoi. The gufo kanoi would be the kinyan iser. So this would be so, but so mechila would work and kesef would work, but not shave kesef. Okay, let's continue. We're moving over to the Gemara. Then continues. Ula Rav Nachman da Amar Peiros lo avdi chalipin mai ika lememar. How are we going to understand the drasha of tvua v'kelim? To exclude kelim, that's what excludes chalipin, but tvua cannot be used for chalipin. Eli olam de lesbahu shave pruta. With the ka'amris mai iria tvua v'kelim afilu kesef name lo mi boi kamar. Lo mi boi kesef di isbe shave pruta in ilolo, but we would think we would have a havamina tvua v'kelim ema de mekarva hana asayu gamar umakni nafshe ka mashmalahan. I sent you to a Gemara in Ksuvus which deals with this concept of mekarva hana asayu. Where do we find mekarva hana asayu as being a meaningful factor? Over here, the Gemara raises it as a possibility that Mekarva Hana'asayu would be meaningful in terms of redefining something as being a Shava Pruta, Kamash Malan, that it's not considered to be a meaningful factor. Where is Mekarva Hana'asayu a meaningful factor? In what context? You saw the Gemara, I mean, the story I'm sure you've all heard at some point, in Kawasu Chachamenu, etc. In other words, where you had an Amora who was trying to give tzedakah in the most proper manner anonymously, and he was almost caught And so he ran away, and he ran into a tanur, and his feet began to burn, and his wife said, don't worry, just put your feet on top of my feet, and everything will be fine. And he had chalishas hadas, that his wife, Kanareh, was a greater tzaddikah than him. Not that that bothered him, that his wife is a tzaddikah, but why isn't he also a tzaddik? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a nes for his wife, why not for him? And she pointed out that Ana shechichna begavei debeisa umekarva hanasayu, that my tzedakah, here, we want to be saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a nes to enable us to give tzedakah in the most meaningful manner without being in an anonymous manner. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the nes to those who give tzedakah in the most meaningful manner. You only have one ma'ala that you give anonymously. I have two ma'alot, not only, in other words, or I have a higher ma'ala. You give anonymously. I don't give anonymously. They knock on my door. They know exactly where it's coming from. But what do I give as opposed to you? I give food. You give money. I give food. It's much better to give food. Mekarva hanasayu. Immediately the ani is receiving a hana'a, and that's considered to be a higher level of tzedakah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu views me as being roi for a greater nes in this area. And the Rambam quotes this lahalacha, that in Hilchos Tzedakah, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam points out, kol ha-ma'achil u-mashke aniyim yisomim al shulchano, again, as opposed to another individual who would give them money, which would be also very meaningful, but if a person actually feeds them, ha-reza kori al-Hashem v'yanehu u-mit aneg, shenemar az-tikra v'Hashem ya'aneh, that this is considered to be roi for a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mida k'neged mida, an immediate response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the immediate hana'ah which is given. But l'chora, this has nothing to do with the world of defining kesef. Namely, this is in terms of gemilas chesed to aniyim. What over here, in other words, our Gemara has a hava mina, that perhaps the fact that we have mekarva hanasayu, that can turn something which is eino shava kesef into the equivalent of kesef. Do you recall in any other area that we learned that we can use a factor that maybe would be similar to Mekarva Hanasayu to turn something which is Eino Shava Kesef into Kesef? Excellent, very, very good. The Rashba by Kli. The Rashba, when we're dealing with the world of Chalipin, and we had a Kli that was not a Sheva Pruta, the Rashba felt that Becholzot, maybe Chalipin can still be subsumed under the world of Kesef, because the usage of a Kli would already raise it to a level of being Shavah Kesef, that a paper clip may not be worth a pruta, but a paper clip, when you want to hold your papers together, is it's the tashmish would be Shavah Pruta. So yitachein that, you know, that over here the Gemara has a hava mina, maybe just as the Rashba holds that a tashmish can create value, maybe also mekarva hanaasayu can create value. That's the hava mina. And then kamash malam. Gemara says, nope. In other words, the bottom line is that even Tfua and Kalim, that Makarva Hana Asayu, it's not considered to be a Sheva Pruta. Amar Rav Yosef, Mina Amina La. Now, here we have a problem that we have two Rav Yosefs. And the question is, which Rav Yosef are we referring to? The Rav Yosef of the Lishna Kama or the Rav Yosef of the Lishna Basra? In other words, how do I know that Shave Kesef requires a Shuma because of a lack of Smichas Da'as? Or how do I know that Shave Kesef requires a Shuma to define it as Kesef? Right? The Nafgamina being, which case? What's Nafgamina between Lishna Kam and Lishna Basra? Koldehu. What if he says that you're Mekudeshet Bekoldehu? According to Lishna Kama, we have full Smichas Da'as. According to Lishna Basra, we need that the Ashuma to define the Kesef as Kesef. So we're bringing a raya to one of these two Rav Yosefs. Tanya Egel Zeh Lepidyon B'ni, Talos Zeh Lepidyon B'ni, Lo Amar Klum. Egel Zeh B'chamesh Slaim Lepidyon B'ni, Talos Zeh B'chamesh Slaim Lepidyon B'ni, B'no Padui. Hai Pidyon Hechi Dami, Irem Adalo Shavi Kol Kaminei, Elalav afalgav de shavi vekevan de lo kaitse lo la olam de lo shavi, etc., etc. So Tosus over here says mino amina la de tanya egel ze lishna kama maisi raya. Lishna kama maisi raya. Is this, I mean, just leaving aside whether the Gemara is a good raya to Lishna kama or not, in terms of the sugya itself, in terms of the natural reading of the sugya, would this have been your default position? We just had a similar language on top of the Amr. Amr Rav Yosef minna aminala. What was Rav Yosef referring to over there? Belishna Basra. And then the Gemara then continues. Amr Rav Yosef minna aminala l'chor, the symmetry of the sugya would seem to indicate that we're dealing with the Lishna Basra. What would push Tosfos to say that we're dealing over here with the Lishna Kama? So here we have a Maharsha. So let's look together. You saw the Maharsha? Who saw the? No? We're up to here? Stop? Okay, stop. Okay, so the we'll stop over here. You should tell me if we should stop. Okay. So we'll stop up to here. You saw everything, though? Okay, so over here, look at the Maharsha. And the Maharsha gives a reason, you know, and look at the Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh implies a different reason. But you should be able to figure out Tosfos HaRosh because we saw already three Tosfos HaRoshes with the same line of reasoning. So over here, even though it doesn't say black and white, you should be able to figure it out why they both push us to the Lishna Kama. And then we have a question raised on this possibility relating to Lishna Kama, both from the Pnei Yoshua and the Chazon Ish. They say almost the exact same thing, the exact same question, and they both offer a similar similar resolution. But the question is as to whether whether the question is muchrach, and as to whether the resolution is a possible resolution. So we'll begin on that plane, and then we'll continue in the Gemara. These aren't difficult Gemaras; they're just very, very different from what we've been learning up to now. Okay, so I'll give you the Mar Makamos Mitzvah Hashem in a few minutes to continue. But in the meantime, you're to see the Tosfos HaRosh, the Maharsha, and then Tosfos HaRosh and the Chazon Ish and the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua, I printed out for you the. The Chazon Ish, I can't print out from Bar Ilan, so I didn't focus at it. But it's just, you'll see when you look at it, it's very, very similar to the Yoshua. Okay, that's all.